U.S. greater than video, officers harshly treat elderly man selling corn on the streets to provide for his family. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Video, officers harshly treat elderly man selling corn on the streets to provide for his family news. Video, officers harshly treat elderly man selling corn on the streets to provide for his family. Children playing at Shanghai Museum breaks world's largest glass-blown castle. This elephant couldn't resist the smell of durians that he broke into a store to steal them. Woman's drink spiked with aphrodisiac, here's how you can prevent it from happening to you. Malaysian teacher falls to his death while preparing for school reopening. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Temuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Mazliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle, 10 Types of People You Might Meet on Dating Apps. Malaysians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Wob tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. An elderly man who has been selling corn on the streets of Seliang to provide for his family was treated harshly by authorities as seen in a video that has been making its rounds on social media recently. The video shows a shirtless elderly man standing by a cart and a basket filled with corn while the authorities seem to interrogate him. One of the uniformed men then yanks the basket off the man's cart onto the road and begins scolding him. The man can also be seen retaliating back angrily towards the authorities. Here's the video. http://world.buzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/07/109325/1_25913075385457_4531_4531764254624 Not long after the video went viral, the man's daughter, Siti Norfadilla, wrote a Facebook post explaining the situation. In the post, she identifies herself as the daughter of the man and says that several applications have been made to get her father a license to sell food legally. However, all the applications were not approved, which probably explains why the authorities were inspecting the man. She then adds that her father still has no other choice but to sell corn as he has to provide for her family in addition to having retinitis pigmentosa, a group of rare, genetic disorders that involve a breakdown and loss of cells in the retina, according to National Eye Institute. In other words, the man is partially blind. My dad was angry because the authorities came to him and asked him, "For how long are you going to pretend that you're blind?" she said. But my dad has a doctor's proof of his diagnosis which cannot be cured. City then says that selling corn is a source of livelihood for her family as she is still studying. In fact, the man has 6 children, 5 of whom are still studying including City. "I am still studying and not working and I feel very disappointed because I have not been able to help my father," she said. "He is very depressed because he can't find any other source of income with such an eye condition. If I had finished my studies and worked, I would not have let our father be like this. But with many unfortunate stories, there are always kind-hearted people who are willing to lend a hand to those in need. One of them is Eustace Ebert Liu, who is popularly known to help the underprivileged on the streets." After watching the video about the elderly man, Ebert Liu decided to visit him and donated ₩1,000 to the family, according to his Facebook post. "This uncle can only earn ₹50 a day if he manages to sell off all his corn. In a week, his corn was confiscated 3 times. Doing business there is wrong because he has no license." Ebert Liu then urges the MPs of the area to help the old man. Here are some photos from his visit. Also read, "Unemployed man fined ₩2,000 for insulting PDRM in Facebook posting."
Source,
Ebert Liu source, Ebert Liu source, Ebert Liu source, Ebert Liu source, Ebert Liu share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright, copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.